All right, let's talk about the Blue Mountains. Specifically, the Grand Clifftop Walk.
Sounds good to me.
We've got articles and even a YouTube video walkthrough to really dive into it.
Excellent.
But our main focus for this deep dive is Aspras Blue Mountains. It's really the best resource if you're planning a trip.
And what's so fascinating about Ask Roz is it goes beyond like a typical travel website.
Yeah.
They've really focused on what hikers need, especially on a multi-day trek.
So for someone who hasn't been there, could you just give us a little picture of what is the Grand Clifftop Walk?
Okay, so imagine like a 19-kilometer trail connecting three charming mountain villages:
Ooh, charming. I like it already.
Wentworth Falls, Lora, and Katoomba.
Okay.
It's designed so that you can do it over 2 days. Gives you time to enjoy the scenery and have like that end-to-end hiking experience.
Okay, so it's not like roughing it. It's more like hiking with like a side of comfort.
Exactly. And it's pretty accessible even for those with, limited time, weekend escape from Sydney. It's right in your backyard. But here's where Ask Roz Blue Mountains comes in. They have something genius.
All right, lay it on me.
They developed an interactive web app
Oh, nice.
that tracks your progress along the Grand Clifftop Walk. It's like having a personal guide in your pocket showing you where you are.
Whoa, wait, hold up. It tracks you like as you walk.
Yeah.
That's like next level hiking tech.
It is. And it gets even better. This app isn't just about location. It shows you nearby detours cafes for a coffee break, even restrooms.
Okay, so now that's what I call like hiking smarter, not harder.
Right.
Especially on a multi-day trek like that, knowing where those essential stops are is game-changing. But okay, besides the app, what makes the Grand Clifftop Walk so special?
Well, the views are just breathtaking. You're standing on the edge of a cliff with the vast Jameson Valley unfolding in front of you.
Oh, okay.
Iconic landmarks like the Three Sisters, Mount Solitary, Ruined Castle, they're all part of like this panorama.
You had me at the edge of a cliff. I'm
Yeah.
already picturing the photos. Okay, so let's talk waterfalls. Blue Mountains are famous for those, right?
Absolutely. Wentworth Falls, Lora Cascades, Gordon Falls, the Pool of Siloam.
Wow.
Each one is so unique and captivating.
Now, I was reading about this window-like view of Mount Solitary from Lura Cascades. What's that all about?
It's this incredible perspective. The cascading water perfectly frames this distant peak. It's like nature created a picture frame just for you.
Oh, wow.
And it highlights what Ask Roz does so well, helping you find those hidden gems and those unique viewpoints you might otherwise miss.
Sign me up. Okay, we've got views, waterfalls. What about flora and fauna? What kind of ecosystems will our listener encounter on this walk?
Get ready for a variety. You'll wander through woodlands, swamps, creek beds, even pockets of rainforest.
Wow.
Everything from like rare wildflowers to the black cockatoo, which is actually the emblem of the Grand Clifftop Walk.
I read in one article that someone even saw a lyrebird dancing. Okay, if I saw that, I would be doing a happy dance right along with it. But let's move on to the charming mountain villages that you mentioned. This is where the end-to-end part of the experience comes in, right?
Exactly. Each village has its own character.
Okay.
Lora, with its Art Deco architecture, Wentworth Falls nestled amongst the trees, and Katoomba, with its vibrant, almost bohemian vibe.
Ooh, I love it. Okay, so after a day of hiking, I'm picturing a cozy pub, delicious food, maybe even a bit of local art.
Yeah.
So tell me more about like what does Ask Roz say about these villages?
Imagine like browsing these little boutiques, enjoying a meal at a local restaurant, or maybe even catching some live music. And Ask Roz Blue Mountains helps you find those spots.
Okay, so Ask Roz is like the ultimate insider's guide. It's not just for the trail itself, but for the whole experience.
Exactly. They even have recommendations for accommodations, from budget-friendly guest houses to more luxurious options.
That's impressive. But let's talk practicality for a second. What about safety and accessibility on the Grand Clifftop Walk?
Always a good question. So Ask Roz emphasizes checking for alerts and closures, before you head out. The Blue Mountains can have unpredictable weather, so being prepared is key. As for the walk itself, it's generally considered challenging but doable for most fitness levels if you take it at your own pace.
And what about people who prefer a little expert guidance? Are there options for guided tours?
Actually, there are ranger guided tours on Saturday
That's
mornings.
so cool.
Perfect for those who are new to the area or wanting to really get a deeper dive into the history and ecology of the walk.
Awesome.
And Ask Roz Blue Mountains provides all the details on how to sign up for these tours.
You know, I'm always so fascinated by the history that you find on these kinds of trails.
Hmm.
What can you tell me about the historical significance of the Grand Clifftop Walk?
It's a really beautiful blend of old and new. Some of the sandstone paths and structures date back to the 19th century.
Wow.
While there have been modern upgrades to ensure a safe and enjoyable experience.
I mean, imagine the craftsmanship involved in hand-hewing those stacks and building those ironstone walls.
Right. It's amazing. A testament to the human spirit.
Yeah.
And Ask Roz actually highlights some of these historical points along the walk, which adds another layer to the whole experience.
Speaking of history, we can't forget about the Aboriginal history of the region. The Blue Mountains hold deep cultural significance for the Gundungurra and Darug people.
Absolutely. And Ask Roz Blue Mountains does a great job of acknowledging this. They highlight the black cockatoo, or woomboom, in the Gundungurra language as the emblem for the walk.
Okay.
A symbol of respect and a reminder that we're guests on this ancient land.
I love that they wove in that cultural awareness into the experience. It elevates the whole thing.
I totally agree. It adds a depth and richness that makes it more than just like a physical challenge. It's a journey of discovery.
Okay, so we've talked about views, waterfalls, history, even a little bit of local culture. But let's circle back to that amazing web app from Ask Roz Blue Mountains. It almost sounds too good to be true.
Well, it's definitely one of the most innovative tools I've seen for enhancing a hiking experience. Imagine having all this information right there at your fingertips as you're walking. Need a restroom? Break the app, pinpoints the nearest one. Feeling peckish, it guides you to a cafe or a picnic spot.
Wow.
Even offers alternative routes if you want to explore a bit more.
So it sounds like they've anticipated every hiker's need and packaged it into this incredible digital companion.
Exactly. It takes the stress out of planning and allows you to really immerse yourself in the beauty of the Blue Mountains. And I think that's what makes Ask Roz Blue Mountains so valuable.
Yeah.
They're not just providing information, but they're empowering hikers to have a more enjoyable and enriching experience.
It really is like having a guide right there with you, but in your phone.
Yeah, totally.
No more bulky guidebooks.
Right.
And no more worrying about, you know, spotty cell service.
Exactly.
And it really seems to fit into this whole idea of slow travel, you know, taking your time, savoring it, and connecting with the environment and the local culture.
Mm-hmm. The Grand Clifftop Walk is perfect for that. It's not about rushing. It's about, like, immersing yourself in the whole journey.
Yeah, and Ask Roz, like, gives you that digital safety net.
Yeah.
So you can disconnect from everything else and just be present.
Exactly. It's a perfect mix of, like, old world charm and modern convenience.
Speaking of modern, though, did you find anything about sustainable tourism practices on the Grand Clifftop Walk?
Oh, yeah. Both the New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service and the Blue Mountains City Council seem very dedicated to minimizing any environmental impact.
That's great.
Yeah, you know, using sustainable building materials, protecting these fragile ecosystems, and even working to restore areas that were damaged from overuse.
That's fantastic. So what really stood out to you about their approach?
I think it's that they're not just focused on, like, the physical environment.
Oh,
they're also promoting responsible tourism, you know, with visitors.
Okay, yeah.
Encouraging things like packing out your trash, you know, staying on the trails and being respectful of the cultural heritage of the region.
Absolutely.
It's a holistic approach, recognizing that sustainability has to cover both the natural and the cultural aspects of the Blue Mountains.
And they've done a great job of balancing that with accessibility too. So the upgrades make the trails good for all kinds of people while minimizing impact on the environment.
Yeah, it's seriously impressive.
It really is. And it seems like Ask Roz Blue Mountains plays a part in encouraging these sustainable practices.
Oh, absolutely. They give info about responsible hiking, highlight eco-friendly businesses in the villages, and even tips on how to minimize your footprint, you know, while still enjoying the walk. They're really committed to making sure this region stays healthy and beautiful for the long term.
Well, I think we've covered a lot today, from those amazing views to the waterfalls, charming villages, even the history and culture. But I keep coming back to Ask Roz Blue Mountains and how it makes this experience so special.
I'm right there with you. They've gone above and beyond providing just information, you know. They've created tools like that interactive web app that makes the whole Grand Clifftop Walk so much better.
It really does seem like they've thought of everything. Every question a hiker could have, they've got the answer.
And by doing that, they've opened up this whole experience to more people you know, letting everyone connect with the beauty of the Blue Mountains in a safe, responsible, and enjoyable way.
So if you're looking for an unforgettable adventure, Look no further than the Grand Cliff Top Walk. And before you go, make sure to visit Ask Roz Blue Mountains. They'll give you everything you need.
Happy trails.